What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Monday.
It's a Monday.
Oh boy, is it a damn Monday.
It's a Monday, and it's raining, and it's just yucky.
And we're relatively positive, but I think today we need to let shit out.
Oh, are we?
I think we should a little bit.
I don't know what the fuck is up, but...
We need to be real.
It's a fucking Monday.
You know what we can do before we get into our rants?
Wait, should we say how grateful?
Yes. And then get exactly. Precisely.
Or maybe go through our rants and then say how grateful to like reground us.
Feel better.
Grateful. I am 1,000,000,000% grateful. I know I did this recently, guys, but I'm sorry. But I am so grateful to my doctors and my stimulator because I would be dying in today's weather. In pain, had I not have it installed, implanted,
installed?
Yeah, because I'm hurting already. Like even brushing my teeth this morning, It had that same like for weeks after I had my surgery. Brushing my teeth was torture. Just that bringing motion. My arm up to my mouth, but I had that again this morning, and I just remember. You know me, I'm always emotional, so it doesn't matter. But I got a little emotional thinking, oh my God, I remember that pain. So again, a humbling experience, right? Which made me then be grateful and appreciate. And I mean, I'm grateful and appreciate it every day. Mm-hmm. But especially on days like this where I'm hurting. But if I didn't have it, it would be 100 times worse. So forever grateful for them.
Love that.
And what about you?
Excuse me. Like, I didn't go to bed so early last night.
Ridiculous.
I am grateful for Love Island right now because it's on right now and it's just nice entertainment. It stops me from when I pick up my phone. Instead of scrolling through social media, I just throw on Love Island and watch that.
Question.
Instead of looking, what?
Is it U.S.?
No, it's UK right now. Oh, I think there is a US actually right now.
Yeah, that's why I was asking. Because Aaliyah just said, Ma, you know, there's a new Love Island, US. And I was like, yeah, I think Liz is watching it. But didn't realize it wasn't.
Okay. I don't know why they don't put the US on Hulu. It's only on like Peacock or something.
Oh.
You know that platform?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even
the
like
UK
after it's all
Hulu.
Done, will they then put it
I've
on?
I've never seen the US on Hulu.
You know what? US
why.
And Hulu. Can
yeah,
you guys
like why?
Fix your relationship?
They put the UK and Australia on Hulu. Huh. Bizarre.
Interesting.
But it's been keeping me entertained. It's like mindless entertainment that gets my mind off of everything.
Do you have a favorite couple? I mean, I didn't watch it, so even if you tell me, I wouldn't know. But are you invested in somebody?
Yeah, Gemma and Luca.
Okay.
I love them. But I'm also on the episode where you've watched previous seasons, so you'll understand this. I just started the episode this morning where, see, like, even when I wash dishes, I'll just watch, like, 10 minutes of it, where they sit them all in front of the big screen and they watch back Casa Amor clips. Yeah. So I don't know what's about to happen now.
Right.
So I'm going to finish that episode today. So I'm like 2 episodes behind, I think. But they're releasing, like, 3 a day or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just like the mindless entertainment. It's nice. And it's one of my favorite shows ever, so it works.
Well, very good. Thank you, Love Island,
for being
Alyssa's companion right now.
Not as meaningful as doctors with your back surgery, but hey.
Same thing, right? It's comforting.
Yeah, it's comforting.
Emotionally or physically, it's comforting either way, right?
True.
now can we rant and be assholes?
Yeah, we can rant. You want to go?
First of all, I don't know, well... Okay, so I took Aaliyah to Temple, by the way. Absolutely love it.
Okay. That's the Pennsylvania one?
Yes.
Why don't you like that? You love it?
Because it's further than New Haven, and it's also an inner city versus, like, a, you know.
No, I don't know what that means. It's stupid.
It's like a city campus versus, like that one up in New Haven is very small and very community. It's a much larger campus.
Okay.
It's gorgeous. I feel like she'd be secure there. So even though it's like a city campus, unlike Pace is just like all over the place with no boundaries, nothing. Mm-hmm. Here I feel like it is literally a 5 block by 5 block, and it's sort of, even though it's smack in the middle, it's separated.
Okay.
You know? But it was gorgeous. It was beautiful. We didn't get to see insides of, like, dorms or the classrooms. They really? Have stricter COVID situations. So we got to walk around the campus and go into certain, like, this is the engineering building. This is the library. Oh, their library is fucking stunning. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a good overall feel. This is only the second time I've ever had a good feeling. One being New Haven, second one being here.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I told you when I was in Washington, I was like, oh, I think I may have gotten a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did.
Really?
Right. So... So Zane gets it, and because I took Zane's car, so Zane gets mail, and I see Department of Motor. I'm like, motherfucker, and it showed through the window, traffic infraction, and I'm like, it was me. So I text him because we had to switch keys because he had my keys, I had his. So I'm like, Zane, you know, can we switch keys? Plus, I have a little something for you. So he's like, open it, you know, and I'm like, well, it's your name. I'm like, you know, whatever, even though it's my ticket. So I open it and I'm mad. First of all, it says $200.
Oh.
And then Zane's like, $200? And then he goes, oh, wait, it says if you don't pay by, it's $200. It was a $100 ticket.
Okay.
I was going 40 in a 25.
Oh.
So I'm like, this is not where I thought I got the ticket. The one I thought I got the ticket was on a highway and I was going fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, let me Google this address. Y'all, Google this address. 600 block, Kenilworth, Northeast.
You memorized it.
Oh, yeah, I did. Because when you Google it, it literally comes up with news articles, with it was on TV. It really? Is a scam. Alyssa, it's like you're getting off a highway merging onto a service road. So you're going from a 55 mile an hour highway and immediately to a 25 service road. They don't give you any leeway. So as soon as you get off this exit, the camera is right there. And it says that it averages $20 million a year in revenue.
Holy shit. It's not actually a scam, but you're saying
it's like... Oh, no, it's a scam. Like, it's been on the news so many times because of where the placement of the camera is.
But it's, like, real from the state. You're not saying it's, like, a fake ticket.
No. Right. It's real from the state, but they're saying where the camera is. It doesn't even allow people to slow down from a 55 to a 25. What am I supposed to do? Slam on my brakes? And there's no signage to say now it's 25 until, like, 150 feet up the road. So I winded up getting more mad because I'm like, if it was the ticket on the highway where I thought I was going to get it, I was speeding.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought I slowed down enough where I wasn't going to get it,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of expected it.
Yeah.
This, are you kidding me? I was fuming.
So what? People can't fight it?
No, everybody apparently does fight it, but I'm not going to go to traffic court in Washington, D.C. six hours away for a $100 ticket because the tolls to get there were $89.
Oof.
So I'm like, that would just, I mean, for principal purposes, I want to fight it. If it was in my name, the vehicle, I don't know, because I paid it quickly, you know, so it probably would have been late. But because it was Zane's name, because it's $89 in tolls just to get to Washington, D.C., I was like, it's stupid not to just pay it.
Yeah.
But
that's
like,
how they get people,
how
probably.
How fucking shitty. Like, you really are going to put a speeding cam, whatever, traffic cam, right at the exit of where it blends, where it merges.
That's messed up.
And I sent it to Zane, and he was like, oh, my God. Like, he felt exactly what I said. But I'm telling you, like, news article after news article, it was on TV. It was so many people complained, and it's still there, because I got it.
Wow.
I was pissed off.
I would have been really mad, too.
I was pissed off.
I'm even like, more mad, because you're like, fuck, and now it's not worth it to even fucking fight it.
Exactly. Yep. It's one of those situations, and that's what I told Zane. I was like, Zane, the worst feeling in the world is when you feel like you've been had. And I was had.
Yeah.
You know? Like
you got
fuck.
Pinned against the wall and you can't do anything
exactly.
about it.
Exactly. Which I guess technically I could, but I was jerk asses. Jerk asses. So anybody going on Washington, D.C., stay away from Kenilworth.
Please. We said it, too, on the podcast. We were like, careful speeding. Yeah. But what would you think getting off a damn highway, like?
Oh, let me slam on my brakes and then get rear-ended because I'm trying to obey a speed limit sign that's not even there for another 150 feet.
Which, sorry, 25 miles an hour?
Off a fucking highway.
That's just too slow in general. That's just, like, dangerous. You shouldn't be going 25 miles an hour off of a highway.
I'm so mad. I mean, I'm over it already. Obviously not, but I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a big deal, but I'm annoyed about it.
No, I would be too. But the college was good, Pennsylvania.
Yes. And then when we left, because I drove there, the tour was at 12:30. Tour was over at 2 o'clock, 1:52. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, let's go home. Put in the GPS. It said 2 hours, 27 minutes, and we got home at 6:30. Yeah, major traffic. There was this horrible accident on Jersey Turnpike. Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah. So all that driving in one day, straight there. Ugh. Walked around for an hour and a half, get in the car and drive back. Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. So I was hot. I was bothered. I was annoyed.
Yeah.
And that was a day that was like fucking 95 degrees. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Aaliyah liked it.
Aaliyah loved it.
Oh, good.
I still think, excuse me, I still think New Haven academically is a much better school for her. Okay. I feel like, although Temple offers some things, I really haven't looked into how deep it goes, mm-hmm. where I feel like New Haven is geared around where she wants to be in life, mm-hmm. you know? Temple has an absolute amazing, kind of famous marching band. That's and their awesome. Football team plays at, like, the Philadelphia Eagles big, mm-hmm. you know, professional stadium. Yeah. So I think, you know, that was all, like, very, like, to her, yeah. you know? And I'm like, is she gonna, you know, like, music isn't where you want to be.
Right.
Music is the fun aspect to keep you, you know, you have to remember, academic is what you want to go for. So
yeah. You never know, though. She could, if she goes to the school with the crazy marching band, she could be, like, fall in love with it.
Oh, she could, and that would be great, but I just, I don't want her to get
swayed by that.
By the frilly fluffy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta, you know, you gotta remember where, and so.
Awesome.
And that's it. It was very pretty, though.
Oh, good.
It was very pretty.
Good. And now, Boston next.
Yeah, we didn't schedule it yet, but we need to. School starts August
31st. What the fuck? Why is that? I was just talking to, I went and hung out with our family friend the other day and her daughter. She's like, yep, she goes in at the end of August. I was like, what?
I know.
That's never been a thing.
No, never. Growing up my entire life, obviously it's older, but my entire life, school always started the Wednesday after Labor Day.
Yes.
Always. And then as, like, watching with the kids, it started off kind of like that. And then it was, like, maybe the Tuesday after, maybe the mm-hmm. Thursday after. I don't know what the hell. Aaliyah told me she either said either last year or the year before. She started September 14th, went in for one day, and then it was a three-day holiday because of the Jewish holidays. Mm-hmm. So she had a 3 days off. And then the weekend. So she went in for one day, had 5 days off, and then started. And this year it's August 31st.
It, like, just sounds just no, wrong.
It
just
does.
Like, just at least make it September 1st.
Yeah. Because, like people down south, they start school earlier because they get out earlier
because
of the heat and stuff like that. But New York, August?
It's always been, like, September. I feel like I remember being, like, September 5th or September 8th.
Yeah, always. Nope, August 31st.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And now she's, like, trying to cram the rest of her summer, you know, who's having going away parties, who's going to, graduation birthdays. And I'm like, we need to figure out what are the college tours, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
That's crazy. I know when they said that, I was like, what? Starting in August?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's not nice.
I mean, I don't have to worry about it, but that sucks.
Not nice.
Yeah, for real.
Okay, so what's up with you, Lissy Poo?
I don't know. I've just... Well, when is this coming out? On the 8th? We're recording this on August 1st, so bear with me. This is going to be a week old by the time it comes out. So maybe I'm planning this week to like relax, take some time away, and like get my mind right. So I think by the time you're listening to this, guys, I'll be a new bitch.
It'll be like old news, but
yeah, but it's fine. Just listen to me and then, you know, go keep up with me elsewhere and whatever, next episode. This whole week leading up to like August 1st, I've just been so damn anxious. Like I wake up and I feel like heavy, and I think there's a few things that play into it. I think a major thing is the house. I don't know why, but for some reason I'm like, what if it doesn't work? Like contracts are signed, we sent down payment, not all of it, but like, you know, we sent a, what do they call it? They call it
binder.
They call it earnest money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And like, yeah, like contracts are signed, everything's fine. I don't know. I feel like what if some, I don't know. I've been so chill this whole process, and just now I'm like, okay, now it's just the waiting game. Like, I hope nothing happens in between and I can't get this like anxious feeling off of me. Mm-hmm. And like, I know it's going to be fine. And like our real estate agent said, you know, because we did get an appraisal waiver. I don't know if we told you that.
No.
Okay. So an appraisal is basically the bank goes, tell you how much the house is worth. If it appraisals for higher, great. But like nothing really happens. If it appraises for lower, then there's like a back and forth. Do we want to pay the difference? Whatever. Right. But so we actually scheduled it, like got charged for it. It was like hundreds of dollars, this appraisal. And then I was sitting with Zane and I'm like, do we have to do this? Like, is this like a must thing? He's like, yeah, I think so. I was like, because we know it's going to appraise fine. Because like the thing is, the bank won't loan you more money than what it appraises for, right? But we're putting 20% down. So like we know it's going to be worth more than the loan that we're getting.
Right.
So I was like, this is kind of dumb. And then right after we scheduled it, our lender texted us and she was like, the bank actually just gave you an appraisal waiver, or the underwriter, whoever the fuck gave it to us. We got an appraisal waiver without even asking for it. I guess they were like, saw like the history of the house and how it's fine and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But we're like, okay. So they canceled it. And so that saved us a couple $100. And
nice.
Appraisal takes like 2 weeks. So that like saved time in the process mm-hmm. as well. And we didn't have to deal. I'm like, I don't want to deal with the back and forth. I'm like, I'm fine with what we paid for it. You know, like just leave it be.
Right, right.
So we did get that, which was a good thing.
Right.
So now we're just in the final stages with the loan, and which is normal because our real estate agent told us, you know, like now that you skipped appraisal, now the underwriter of your loan is going to ask for it for more information. And we just have to have like, you know, send like way more information about, because we're self-employed. Mm-hmm. So we just have to send so much, and it just makes me a little nervous because I don't know why a lot of people look down on people that are self-employed. To me, it's silly, because if you work for like a big box retailer, you can literally get fired tomorrow. Especially lately, they're like laying off people left and right. So it's like, if you work like an office 9-to-5 job, if anything, I have a little bit more security because I run my own business and Zane runs his own business. So it's like, but for some reason, industries like this, they look down upon people that are self-employed, like as if it's not like a secure thing. Meanwhile, in my opinion, working for anybody is still not as secure. Mm-hmm. It's especially because it's not your business. It's, you're not in control whether you work there next week or not.
Right, right.
In my opinion. Right. But like, I get it. They want to make sure our businesses are still in good standing, you know, stuff like that. But it just like makes me nervous that like, I know we can do it. Obviously, we're pre-approved. And just like, I don't know, they're just asking for more, which maybe that's normal for even people that are not self-employed. But in my eyes, I'm like, oh my God, they want like more information on our income because we're self-employed and they're like really like hounding down on us. Or it could just be like common practice for everyone asking for more information on your income. So I think that's what's making me a little like on edge right now. Like, I know it's going to be fine. Like, our accountant is great and they're going to help us out, but I don't know. And it's just like,
you know what else I think, if I can add my two cents?
Yeah, please do.
You are so extremely organized, live by a calendar. You know the day to day. This is out of your control.
Yes.
And I think that's what it is.
Like now I'm just like, okay, accountant, help.
Right.
And now I wait.
But you're still not in control of it. So yeah. I think like, you know, it's just like me and you. We always love to drive because we like to be in control of the car, you know? And I think it's the same thing. When things are out of my control, when you're waiting on other people and you're like, ugh. You know, and I think that feeds to your anxiousness because, I mean, the whole process, buying a house is a huge ordeal anyway.
Yeah.
But then when it's, because everything this far has been in your control. You're setting the appointments. You're going for the inspection. Yes. You're making this.
I've been
you're
fine. Speaking.
And now it's like when things are like, all right, now wait and see. And, you know, so now it's, I think, maybe adding a little to it.
Yeah.
But like you said, it'll be fine. It's
I
just,
know.
It's a tough time.
On the phone, too. Like, even our accountant was like, I'm very familiar with this process. Like, don't worry. It'll be fine.
He's and like, you're still I like,
know.
No.
And yeah. And he, I think he like could tell on the phone. He's like, I know you're stressed. It's okay. Trust me. I went through this when buying my house. Yeah. Like, it'll be okay. But even just still in my mind, like, until, like,
you have my accountant. And
yeah.
In.
Until, like, our accountant, like, sends over that information and we sign, like, the fine. Because we sign, like, the documents for the loan and then you have to sign, like, again. Mm-hmm. So until we sign again right before closing, I'm going to be hot mess express. I don't know. I can't shake it. Because, like, I know it's going to be fine. Like, it'll be fine. But it just makes me nervous.
Rightfully so. It's
yeah.
a big step in you guys' life.
Yeah.
You know?
And I told our accountant, I'm like, it just needs to be done by the end of August, you know?
Wow.
Okay, so that's a big stress of mine. And I think the week started off annoying, too, because we lost the episode with Zane. That just, like, really...
So annoying.
I'm usually a very big positive thinker, but that just really set me off. I was not happy about it.
The one that came out today. Well, the one that came out the day that we're recording this. Yeah, it was kind of annoying.
It turned out good, though, when you edited it?
Yeah, it was fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I don't like, especially because it was like an authentic, like, reading questions, answer kind of thing. I don't like redoing it.
Yeah.
It just, like, irks me.
I feel because then it's like you thought about it.
Yeah.
You already did this. It's not
authentic.
Yeah.
Genuine.
Even though it is, but it's your first response, your gut instinct, your gut response to a question is always the best. So to have to think about what you said when we recorded it or whether it's different or not. But
yeah. So that, like, set me off. I also feel like this week I can't get my timing right, which I'm relatively, like, a late person, but I have been getting better. But for some reason lately, like, I can't get it together. Like, yesterday, we had my friend's birthday, and it was a boat, right? So I'm like, okay, I have to be there at a certain time. Otherwise, this boat's going to leave, you know?
It's going to leave you there, right?
Yeah, and I got paid for my spot, like, you know? So, I just, there's no excuse, because I had to leave here by, like, 3:50, and I didn't start getting ready until, like, 3:15.
Hmm.
Like, why?
Why put that pressure on yourself?
Why? Because I'm, like, on my computer trying to get other things done, like, trying to squeeze in other things real quick. Meanwhile, I should have been getting ready so that I can actually, like...
Enjoy
it. Like, I left with, like, the bottom of my hair wet. And, like, didn't know what I was wearing, so I just, like, threw on something really quick. And then that affects your whole night because you're like, fuck, I should have done this. I should have done that. Like, I should have been more prepared. And... I'm trying to get better because even my friend whose birthday I went to, she is so, like, opposite. Like, she will leave hours in advance to do things, and she's very prepared. And I'm, like, inspired by her because I'm like, how do you do that? Like, I tell her, like, oh, yeah, I started getting ready at this time. She's like, are you fucking crazy?
Like, I was already here at that time.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. She's, like, very on time, very on top of shit. And I don't like that about myself. It's not something that I'm proud of. So I really want to fix that. Like, yeah, I just want to be like, oh, I should start getting ready at this time. Okay, then I should start getting ready like 45 minutes before so I can actually have time and enjoy myself. Because things pop up too. Like, you're getting ready and you're like, shit, I should do this real quick. Or I forgot to do that. Like, I should leave ample amount of time for certain things. Or like traffic. Or like not being able to find the parking lot. Or like, you know, like I should want extra time. Instead of, like, feeling, like, rushed all the time. So I don't know what's wrong with me lately, but that's also another thing, is I just feel like I'm rushing and I'm late all the time. And I hate that. I don't like it.
Mm.
So that's another thing. But you want to laugh, so when I, like, have been waking up anxious, then I looked down at my phone one morning and it was like, don't forget to log in the beginning of your period.
And you're like, that's exactly why I'm feeling this way, too, to top it all off. It's like, you know, you still get the PMS in, I guess, right?
I don't know. But I don't know if it's entirely accurate because I don't log in that I bleed anymore because I don't bleed. So I'm like, does it really know?
Yeah.
But I guess so.
Yeah. Especially if you're, because I feel like you've said this once before, not too long ago, that when you were feeling some sort of way that your app said that. So I feel like maybe it is, you know?
Still like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'm PMSing and everything. What else?
I don't know.
People's comments on my stuff. But like, I don't know. We put up the house Q&A and we filmed it during the week where I was feeling quite anxious. Mm-hmm. And somebody commented that like I looked annoyed or something. And I was just like, no, I'm not annoyed. I'm just like,
I'm just a little bit
overwhelmed lately. And like, I know that like, I'm easily readable. Like, I know I can't hide my facial expressions. Mm-hmm. Even like my Zumba instructor was like, after the class, she's like, you okay?
Really?
I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, you just seem really down. Like, what's wrong? I was like, I've had a lot of anxiety lately. She's like, oh, that makes sense. She's like, I can tell. You're overwhelmed. Your head is somewhere else. I'm like, how the fuck did you know that? She's like, I know my Zumba girls.
Aw.
I was like, oh my God. So, yeah. So the, which I like, I think it bothered me. Like things, when people say things, they bother you because you know they're true. Mm. And like, to a certain extent, like I wasn't annoyed at all. I just like my head is very like messy lately. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm like, damn, somebody
noticed.
It could have
came across that way, right?
Yeah. And like, I even told my manager, like, you know, because I like vent to her. I'm like, somebody said I looked annoyed, da da da. Like asking her opinion. She's like, you definitely, because she watched the video, she's like, you definitely didn't look relaxed. I was like, shit.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know. That just kind of put a damper on me because I don't want people to think that I'm not grateful or excited or anything. I'm just a little bit overwhelmed right now. And that doesn't mean that I'm not like excited or happy.
You're being pulled very thin. You have a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, you always have a lot going on in your life, mm-hmm. but now add this major thing, you know, this major life changing, you know, and it'll definitely do that.
Yeah. And then I start to feel guilty because I'm like, why the fuck are you anxious right now? Like, this is like the best time of your life.
No, it's a stressful time of your life, Alyssa. Allow yourself to be stressed and Zane is calm and fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
He's like, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know.
But we as worriers or anxious kind of people.
Overthinkers.
Yeah.
Even though literally contracts are signed, like money has been sent, like.
It's fine.
I know.
But it doesn't just help when people go, it's fine. It'll be fine. Just enjoy it. It's like, shut up, Jerry. That's not what I want to hear.
But I'm sure this is normal. Like, I'm sure, like, because when we sign contracts, they're like, okay, you have, like, up to 45 days to get your loan in place. So, like, maybe this is a normal process that it, like, takes a little long. Mm-hmm. So, like, maybe I'm, like, nervous for no reason. Like, maybe, like, people would be like, oh, yeah, like, don't worry. Like, I didn't even get my loan finalized until, like, a few days before closing. Like, maybe just the process takes a while of proving income and everything.
Watching all these shows, I've seen it where people had to put off their closing.
Don't tell me that.
Well, I'm just saying it to tell you that it does, for one reason or another, changing closing dates have to be changed because of paperwork, you know? And then that's one of the things that just go, why? Just do your job.
Me.
Yeah. Just do it and move it along, you know? Yesterday, I was having a conversation with Aaliyah about the same thing because she's dropping out of AP Calc and is going to do AP Statistics instead.
Okay.
Apparently, it's a tiny bit easier of a course, maybe.
Okay.
But she emailed Guidance. Guidance emailed her saying, like, add your mother to the thread. She did. I received it. Nothing since. Now school's going to start. What are you going to do then? Tell my daughter that it's not? Like, all it is a click of a...
Yeah.
Click. Just click it. Like, last night I was so mad. I'm like, just click the button.
Yeah.
Switch it from AP Calc to AP Stats.
Yeah.
That's it. It takes one thing. Why you got to stress her out, mm-hmm. which then in turn stresses me out.
Yeah.
Just do your fucking job.
Yeah.
Which, guys, listen, if anybody's out there who's a freaking high school counselor, I'm sorry, I'm not.
And they're going, no, it's not that simple.
It's not that simple. I'm sure it's not that simple to organize. I would never want to do that, be responsible for organizing that many kids in school. Oh, hell no. But don't make it seem like, oh, we're here throughout the summer. Any course changes, try to get it done before summer's over because it's hectic to do when the school starts. Mm-hmm. And here she's trying to do it and it's going on deaf ears. Like, mm-hmm. it's not being done.
How long ago was that? Was it like pre-weekend? Maybe she'll respond today because it's Monday.
Oh, no, it's been weeks.
Oh.
Weeks. Yeah. And then so she sent another one today. So we're going to hope. Mm-hmm. But it's just like you were saying with, you know, it's like just get it done.
I have a friend who's trying to apply for a job too. And this person just doesn't respond.
Ugh, it's so frustrating.
I'm like, I can't even imagine how frustrated she is because I'm fucking frustrated for her.
It's like, yes or no.
And this person is asking like what location they can be at, you know, for the job.
Nothing.
And then, like, she would respond and, like, you know, communicate very nicely and promptly, and then just nothing. Then it's like, why are you leading somebody on? Mm. Like, if you were interested, then, like, if you weren't interested, then you wouldn't ask more questions. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right, right, right.
But it's like, I know what you're saying. It's like, why don't you just do your job? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm such a black and white thinker that it's like, why does everything take so damn long?
And listen, I mean, things do, but I feel like I feel like things just get piled up on a desk.
I get it.
You know, and yeah. It's like, no, just take it as it comes and do it and let's move on, you know. But that's because that's something that you and I would do, you know.
Also, though, on the other hand, like I try to relate it to myself. Like right now, do I have shit piled on my desk and like mail that I need to go through and boxes that I need to open? Yes. You know, like, does sometimes things slip my mind or sometimes things get pushed to the end of my to-do list for 3 days? Yeah. So, like, I try to, like, think of these people like I'm not their only client. You know, like, mm-hmm. even with the counselor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even with the counselor, like, she's probably got hundreds of emails
right.
from other students wanting this, 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 and that.
Right.
And also probably half of them are probably dumb requests like, oh, my friend's in this class, you know, like, or I want to switch it from this period to that period, whatever. So, like, I try to put myself in other people's shoes of, like, to me, it's like, oh, I sent that, get back to me. And it's like, yeah, but you have hundreds of other people correct. Saying, oh, I sent that, get back to me.
Correct. I get it.
And even my real estate agent said that, too. She's like, just remember, like, there's hundreds and hundreds of people. You know,
right.
doing this right now.
Yeah, it's very true. It's yeah. very true. Yeah. But, you know, it's when you step back and you're like, oh, let me look through it through a different set of glasses, you see it that way, but it still doesn't affect that. Oh, can they just get back to me? Feeling.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, you understand that they have other clients or I understand that the counselor has other students, but still it's like, it still makes us feel like, just get back to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I know people have other shit to do, and right. I'm not the center of their universe, but right. I want to be. Just answer me. Just get back.
I know. And, like, it was the weekend, and I'm hoping, like, today we hear back from the accountant. But they have to make, like, a whole profit and loss sheet, and I'm like,
that's not going to take
a... Like, that doesn't just take, like, a... Like, you can't just, like, throw day. It in quick. So that, like, I can, like, relax for the next month. Like, do I start packing? Now, like, I'm worried. It's so dumb.
It is. It's not, but it is. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because, like, I know it's going to be fine, but for some reason in the back of my head, I'm like, what if it's not?
Stop with the what ifs, Liz.
Okay.
The what ifs rob you from the moments.
Yes.
You know?
I know.
But it'll be okay.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
So I think just an accumulation of all of that...
has left you in this.
Yeah, we didn't do our Sunday cleaning yesterday, so I want to do that today. But also, I've been trying to vlog this whole damn week.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't looked at any of the footage yet, but I literally vlogged from Monday to Sunday. Because I, like, barely picked up the camera every day. I was just, like, messy-headed. I think that was giving me anxiety, too. Because I'm like, what the fuck even am I filming right now? And then I feel like... people just want to see house content now. I'm like, why the fuck am I going to film anything else? People don't care. So then I get
you
into my head
care,
about that.
You guys care, right?
But,
see, Liz, really?
They responded.
It's a major. What's that thing? It's a major. Hello, help me. The house buying is a major event shift in your life.
Yeah.
Of course, they're interested and excited.
No, but I know
they
that.
Love you.
Yeah. I know. Zane and I were having this conversation the other day.
It's Alyssa Rose. It's still you.
Right. It's the difference between, like, I was listening to a podcast too, and then Zane and I were talking about it. Like, they were saying how, like, a guy that satisfyingly cleans carpets on TikTok, if he went and had a meetup, nobody's going to show up to his meetup because they don't care about him. They just like his satisfying TikToks. They don't know anything about him. They don't know that guy. But the beautiful thing about, like, what Zane and I do is people like us. Like,
oh, I was going to say, where are you going with this? No, yeah. If you had a meetup.
I'm saying, like, grateful for
the
fact that I don't really have a specific niche. And, right. like, I'm not trying to be, like, cocky or toot my own horn. But, like, for the most part, I could put up kind of anything. And because it's me.
You have loyal fans.
Right. People would enjoy it. It's not like I started with, like, showing the cat toys.
Right.
No, and I then get if it. I post anything other than cat toys, people don't give a shit.
Right.
It's like the beautiful thing that I'm just like a lifestyle influencer. So it's kind of like the world is my oyster. Like I have like a broad
array.
Yeah.
Of people.
Of things that I could talk about and share.
And subscribers that love you for everything that you share.
Oh, thanks. That sounded really conceited, but you guys know what I'm trying to say.
I don't think it sounds conceited.
Thanks.
But I think you're right. I think that Alyssa's always right, isn't she?
Stop. Can you stop? I just got mad. Stop.
Stop. Just stop it.
I'm wrong all the time. I'm always wrong.
But no, I understand how you must be feeling about being all messy headed and just filming like Randy stuff after it being so much about involved about the house.
Yeah.
I can understand how you might feel, but they love you regardless. Liz. You could probably just post you just sitting there working and people would be like entertained, you know, working. I mean, like on your computer, like if you were just editing and filming, right. You editing and watching, like people would be interested.
Yeah.
You know?
And I kind of feel like this way a lot. And then, like, I'm sure once I, like, put in all the footage and, like, piece it together and, like, edit it.
It'll be fine.
It'll probably be fine.
It'll definitely be fine.
Yeah. I'm going to work on that this week and get that up. I think. And then, yeah. And then this week I want to, like, just not film for a few days and just, like. Because there's no point. Like, this whole week I had anxiety and I tried to pick up the camera and I felt like it wasn't right. So then it's, like, that's when I should take a step away. And, like, instead of putting myself in that situation, like I should like give myself time and then like come back when I'm like ready and like inspired.
It's definitely here.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you feel like you're obligated. Like you have to. Like you have to. Like this is my life. This is my job. This is my work. Yeah. This is my everything. And at the same time, it's like when you're not doing it, trying to give yourself a moment, you're still thinking about doing it. So it's like a vicious cycle. You need to be able to So I say it all the time when I tried. Yeah, I could be exhausted falling asleep at night, like watching TV or something. I'm like, I'm going to go to bed. And then I go to bed, wash my face, brush my teeth. And I'm laying in bed, bright eyed, bushy tailed for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I just wish I could shut my thoughts off, allow myself to just decompress. Mm-hmm. And that's what you need to do. Somehow. Yeah. Put a little switch off for a couple of days, Liz. Let it.
Well, I think this week is going to be nice. Like we discussed, we're going to have like a family dinner night and we'll have like pupusas. I've been wanting pupusas. And that's another thing too. I've been fucking eating like dog shit. My body just feels heavy and I just feel bloated. So I need to like make myself feel better. I need to drink more water. But yeah, we're going to have like a family night. And then Zane and I are getting together with like two other couples of my friends from Zumba. On Thursday, so like that'll be nice. We're gonna have like a little like dinner together and like hang out, and he'll meet, you know, some of my friends, so that's that'll exciting. Nice. Like time with friends, time with family, time to like chill and like just enjoy the moments.
That's what it's about, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna post a new recipe this week. I'll get up that messy vlog, and then I'll feel like once I'm done with this week I can like just reset, refresh. Yeah. And then my dad's birthday is this week, too. So, So, he wanted to go. Remember we were going to go to that? Fifth? Like, yeah, his birthday's on the 5th. on the 6th, we're going to, like, he wanted to go to, like, this wolf thing in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So, oh, no, actually, it ended up being in New Jersey. It's kind of quite far away. But we're going to do that on Saturday. So that'll be fun.
Nice.
Take him to, like, I don't know, it's like a wolf preserve or something. And then out to dinner. So that's what we'll do for his birthday. That'll be his present.
I was thinking maybe, like, a car wash bucket.
You're so funny. My mom actually did text me. She's like, Dad has some things on his list if anybody asks.
Oh, yes. Yeah, send him my
so
way.
If he wanted.
Yes.
So, yeah. I like, yeah, like a chill week. But maybe I'll vlog, like, the weekend, like, when we go to the wolf thing and stuff. And, like, so that way this week I can, like, refresh.
Tell Zane to hide your camera.
For real.
Hide it. Get it out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
You know, until the weekend when you go to the wolf thing.
Yeah.
And truly able to be able to just unwind and
yeah,
focus on, yeah.
That's another thing, too, like, business-wise. Like, because obviously the house content is, like, boosting my channel and stuff. My CPM is really high. So then also the other part of me is, like, make some videos, Alyssa. Yeah.
Yeah, but gotta worry about health.
I know.
You know.
Yeah. And, I'm just thinking about it right now. Like, I have a brand deal due. So
she's like, just forget everything I said. I'm gonna go right back to filming.
I think I'm going to take the first few days off this week because I love filming. You know, I just need to be in the right mindset. So, like, I just need to, like, reset.
Okay,
filming doesn't really bother me, but I just want it to be, like, good content. I don't want to film just to film.
Right. Gotcha.
So I think, like, towards the end of this week, I'll feel better. And ready to, you know, yeah. Like, I think, yeah, we'll do, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'll, like.
Okay.
Not film anything.
Sounds
and then,
good.
Like, pick it back up. Something like that. We'll see. I know. When I know, I know. When I feel good, you know?
When you get the little sensation, like, let me pick up that camera now. Mm-hmm. I feel good.
I talk to the accountant.
Girl, I look good. My hair is dry.
Need my extensions back.
Bullshit. Oh man. But yeah, I just I actually asked Alyssa this morning. I'm like, are we in fucking retrograde again? Because it's just like blah. It's like blah. It's like
I don't know what it is.
Well, I think that you are already spread thin, and I think just all the house stuff has got you spread even thinner, and you're still trying to maintain your gym routine, your social life, your this, and I think it's just, like, it's too much sometimes. And I think you saying you need to take a couple of days off, I think it's going to really do your mind, body, soul really good, you know, just reset.
Yeah, you know? Just, like, wake up and, like, not have to, like, get ready and just, like, chill.
Stay in your pajamas all day.
Stay in my damn PJs watch Love Island or lay by the damn pool or like just chill. But even talking about it right now, like I feel
better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to talk about shit.
Motivate. And get out there and do shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Relax for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Take a little breather.
And hopefully by the time you guys are listening to this, I'm going to be.
Her bright eyed.
I'll be back to normal.
She'll be.
Ebbs and flows. Ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
Like without. Downs, we wouldn't know what highs feel like.
Exactly.
So, like, it's so normal. I think it's also just, like, the waiting period, too, with the house. I'm like, okay, what? Life feels kind of like, eh, what now?
You just want to move in. She wants to paint, start renovating, move in.
I'm going to be thriving.
Yeah.
I'm going to be thriving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was having a discussion with somebody about time. About spending time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this person was trying to tell me that time is time regardless, whether it's quality time or whether it's time. And I got so annoyed because I'm like, that's so not true. Like if I'm sitting here right now with you, for example, and we're recording this and then I leave and I go upstairs and I carry on with my life and I don't see you all week, although this week we have something planned, right? Like, this person thinks that, well, you spent time with her. And to me, it's like, no, I talked into a microphone. I mean, she was in my presence, but it's not quality time. And it was pissing me off because I feel like there's such a distinctive thing between being present and having quality time versus just being in the same room with a person. Like, I think there's an incredible difference.
I would agree with
And
that.
yeah, but this person just wasn't seeing it and was, it was just like, are you kidding me? Are you like, yeah. It was just annoying. But it's crazy how different people think, you know, and that's the whole point. The whole point was, is like, it was crazy to me that people can have such different understandings of certain things like that. Like, to me, that's, there is a huge difference between just being present in a room or being having quality time, you know, like me and you sitting here recording right now versus when you guys come up for pupusas and having family night. It's a completely
It's just a
different
different
environment.
type of bonding.
No, it's time though. You spent,
Oh, sorry.
no, it's just time.
Oh, I was like, what?
and I just wasn't getting it. And then, like, then I start getting in my head. I'm like, wait, am I overthinking shit? Like, you know. Like, am I wrong in a situation to think that being present in somebody's company is the same thing as like having quality time with that person?
I think that I agree with you in a sense of like, yes, it's a different type of time spent together, but I don't think what we're doing right now is like pointless
No,
or
I
like
don't.
not like or like not like us hanging out. Like we're still hanging out and like chatting and like we would be having this conversation. Like we would talk before it about the same shit anyway. Like we literally had this conversation of how our week has been shit and then we're talking about it more. But I do think it's different. Like if Zane and I sat on the couch and we're both like sitting on our phone scrolling and have a TV show on versus if we're sitting at dinner looking at each other having a
Having a conversation.
conversation.
That's what I was
But I also think that that's us spending time together as well. It's just a different type of time spent. So like I do agree with you in a sense, but like
Yeah, I guess. Now that you're saying it, I kind of guess, but I really, when you have limited time with people, you want it to be quality time. And, you
For
know,
sure.
like sure, you're in Zane's presence. You guys are both on your phone. You're spending time with each other, you know, but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like social media broke us, you know, broke humans. I feel like there's so little human interaction lately. And I don't know, I get in my feels about that. You know how
No,
I am,
Zane and
though.
I are we just kind of like use it to work and then we'll scroll a little bit, but we've really limited our social
Yeah,
media
I
time.
just feel like nobody calls people anymore. Nobody just like there's no
Meanwhile, Jerry hates when I FaceTime
guys. I said nobody
Okay,
calls
you want me to call
anymore.
more?
Call more. You don't need to
Okay,
FaceTime
got
me.
it.
I just don't like seeing my face, okay?
See, but I feel like that's more personal.
While I agree with you,
It's a
I
different
just
type of
can't stand
communication.
seeing my face.
Sorry, sorry, sorry.
But yeah, so I don't know. Emotional Jerry lately has been in my feels about things and, you know, having a conversation with somebody and just feeling like, fuck, am I wrong about my outlook on quality time? Like, is that just so hard or so much?
I don't think there's a wrong or right. I think it's a personal viewpoint and perspective.
Which I guess in life everything is.
Right,
And I
like,
was trying to understand her point. But the fact that she was not understanding my point, it was like, wait, are you not
Like,
hearing
there'll be
me?
times where, like, I don't know, say, for example, I'll say to Zane, oh, like, can we spend some time together today? I feel like we haven't, like, been together. And he'll be like, what do you mean? Like, we just hung out with our family yesterday. Right? For example. I'll be like, yeah, but we were, like, mingling with everyone. It wasn't, like, a one-on-one quality time. Like, would you see that as different? Right. Like it, like with ever, like if you were like, oh yeah, like maybe we can go out to like a dinner tonight because, you know, I feel like we haven't really like spent time together. And he'd be like, what do you mean? We had a barbecue and went in the pool yesterday. You're
No,
like, yeah, but
yeah, I
10
agree.
other people were there.
I agree. I
So like,
agree.
I feel like that's where I would relate to like what you're trying to say. I think that different types of time together versus like maybe Zane would see that as like, oh, we hung out. We spent quality time together. I was like, yeah, but like, you know, it wasn't like a one-on-one having a
Maybe I'll
conversation.
have a conversation with this girl again and have a be like,
I wonder
okay,
who it is.
maybe, maybe yeah. I can maybe see your point a little bit, but
yeah.
Actually, see, I was seeing her point. She just wasn't seeing mine.
Mm.
Fucking open your brain.
I'm kind of siding with you, no?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I was siding with her, like, saying, like, I understand your point of, like, you're looking at a time on a watch going, it's time. Like, right. I've spent time. But right. I'm looking at it like what you were saying with, like, if you're on your phones, mm-hmm. you're just in company.
Yes.
You're not spending quality time.
Yes.
So maybe the word quality, maybe if mm-hmm. I expressed it in the way you just did with, like, one-on-one versus, like, family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're not hanging out with that person one-on-one. You're yeah. chatting with other people, you're doing shit, whatever.
Right.
Versus, like, sitting with each other and spending time together. I think it's a totally different thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with that, like, group setting family hangout.
It's just
different. You know what I mean?
Better not, because we're fam.
No, I'm just saying, like, you're, like, all, you know, like, spending time. Like, if you're just, like, sitting, like, what are you referring to of, like, spending time versus spending quality time? What do you think just spending time is versus quality time with somebody? Like, what would you consider that as? Like, what's the difference for you?
All right. So the... The quality of the time. I don't know how to change that up and explain it a different way, Alyssa. I'm just saying, like,
give me an example.
Okay. So say, like, to me, it's like there's a huge difference between sitting one-on-one, having a conversation, you know, versus she's washing dishes, she's going downstairs to get that box, she's putting the box in the truck. Like, I agree. Don't know. Yeah. Like, but I was just shocked that she wasn't getting my side.
Yeah.
Like, not my side. See, it makes it sound like I'm being selfish, like she has to agree with me. I just feel like she wasn't understanding my point.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I see both points.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about communication. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, which obviously I'm getting better at because I spoke to her about
it. I'm very proud of you.
We're going to lunch.
I'm very proud of you. I think Zane and I should go out to eat today, too.
Listen, I hate food. I hate cooking. I hate thinking about it.
Is that another thing?
It's a fucking chore and a half, and I just can't. Aside from the fact that before we started, I was telling you that I just, for the first time in my life, I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know heat. I don't know. Also, I know, which I'm going to call my rep. Well, I got to experiment a little bit, which I think I already maybe have mentioned about. My stimulator right now, the way my rep has it up, every rep does it differently. But on my setting right now, I have 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
3 being 100%. Like, I'm being 100% stimulated all the time. Well, at the burst that he set up.
Okay.
But this particular program, I'm running at 100%, which is only number 3. They'll be, like, in talk in the groups, and they're like, oh, you know, I'm at number 68, and I'm not getting much relief. And it's like, I'm realizing that rep probably put it 1, 2, 3, all the way up to 100. You know what I'm saying? So every rep does a difference, so numbers are irrelevant. It's like, how far of that blue bar are you using? Right okay. now, I'm using my full blue bar.
Okay.
Which I'm getting tons of relief from.
Yeah.
But I also have heard that if you're overstimulated, that it physically exhaust your body, like your body.
Oh, so interesting.
I have been on this setting for quite a while because I had to boost it up. But when I was at 2, I'm only at 66%, you know, because of the way he only has 1, 2, 3.
Right.
So I'm going from 66% being stimulated to 100% with nothing in between.
Okay.
So I think very possibly my body is exhausted from the overstimulation. Like, I'm not feeling overstimulated, you know. But maybe that's why. So yeah. I'm going to reset my settings.
Yeah.
Put it down for a few days because it takes a while to adjust. And if all of a sudden I'm feeling not so tired, then I'm going to have him pick like a middle ground. Because I know when I go down to that 2, I feel a lot more pain.
Yeah.
So maybe he could
go to like 80.
Right.
75.
Put it 5. Right. And let me pick 80%.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that.
Yeah.
But maybe it's related. Maybe it's not. I have no idea until I make that switch. But all I know is I am always exhausted, tired, and I can never sleep. then I can't take it. I'm not an app person. And it's like, yeah, it's affecting me.
I definitely, and I ain't a damn doctor, but I think the heat has so much to do with it.
Yeah, and also depression. Like, who the fuck wants to leave their house on 95 degree days to go walk around Walmart and No. I'd rather.
So just give it up and enjoy the rest of the summer.
Take out every day.
Just what?
Take out food.
Literally.
I don't even want to cook. I don't want to go shopping to buy food to cook.
Lay in the pool. Like, put a fucking hot dog on the grill. And enjoy yourself, because before we know it, we're going to be fucking depressed because it's cold.
I mean, Halloween.
Yeah. And then we're going to be depressed because it's too cold and we can't go anywhere.
True. You're absolutely right.
So, take advantage of it while you can. Enjoy that shit. That's what I've been trying to do. I've actually been enjoying the summer a little bit. And it's been really nice.
Beautiful.
To take it from somebody that is like, oh, I didn't have time. Fuck that shit. Make time.
Yeah, it's just getting my ass motivated.
Just put on your bathing suit and go fucking dip in the pool. Don't worry about what else is going on. You always say it. Yeah, it'll be there tomorrow.
I try.
Yo, you need to start practicing what you preach.
Listen, yesterday, I was busy. I did shit yesterday, actually. But I came home and I did not vacuum.
Good.
Are you proud of me? That's the first time in forever I haven't vacuumed. I woke up this morning immediately regretting it because there's like tumbleweeds of dog hair
but
down
guess what?
My hallway.
You can vacuum today.
Yes, and you know what's going to happen?
Life goes on.
This bitch is going to need to be empty twice as often.
Oh, your robot vacuum?
I call my robot this bitch. My robot vacuum this bitch. Yeah, so I feel like because I was lazy about it yesterday, today's going to be twice as hard to clean.
But I didn't clean yesterday either. I had to clean today.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, who cares? Like, guess what? I enjoyed myself yesterday. I hung out with friends. I came home. Zane and I had some quality time together, and I enjoyed myself.
You're right. I need to take some of my own damn fucking advice.
For real. Shit, I can. Man. You know what? This is how mine works. My mind works, and I've told you this before. Like, even, like, as stupid as, like, titles for the podcast. Can you do it again? Can I use that title again? Mm-hmm. Or is this unique to this situation?
Mm-hmm.
Example, can you go in the pool at any point of the year or any day? No. Can you vacuum every day? Yeah.
Right.
Time is limited for certain things. So prioritize when time is limited.
Okay, ma'am.
That needs to be prioritized. Can I go on a boat for my friend's birthday and have a good time and spend quality time with Zane every single day? No.
Right.
But can I wash a damn dish and vacuum a floor? Yeah.
Yeah.
So prioritize the things that are unique to your day. That's the theme of this episode.
Do you want to know another ish?
Yes.
Are we done with this episode? Can I say one?
Go ahead.
One more thing? God, I hope I haven't said this already. That's the problem. My problem is my therapist, man, she hit it right out of the park with this. My injury has not only physically messed with me, but mentally, because I went from being a busy beaver to doing nothing in life, right? And
especially with the pandemic, that was hard.
Right. And I take my vacuuming every day, my dusting every day, I clean the bathroom mirrors. You know, I don't do a full scrub down of the bathroom, but all of these little, like, that I take care of every day, this is my quote unquote job. Like, I view it as that.
Yeah.
Like, it's my responsibility. It's my quote unquote job, right?
Yeah.
And then I have this issue with, like, if we're doing a lot of things or we're getting ready or, like, Everett's home and now he wants to, say, go out for dinner or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, as long as I get everything done, what do you have to get done? Well, I just have to finish dusting and vacuum. He'll say, well, I'll dust. It's quick. It's easy. And he throws around the word easy to a point where I had to talk to him about it because I feel like these are the only things, really.
You're going to cry? Not about dusting.
It's stupid, but it really is. It's stupid that I'm getting emotional about it, but it's really not because it's how I truly feel. So I got to honor my emotions, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like if I'm very limited with how much I could do to minimize everything I'm doing.
But he doesn't mean it that way.
I mean, he says he doesn't, and I'm sure he doesn't. But
he means it like, vacuuming, oh, I got it, don't worry.
Vacuuming isn't hard. Cleaning them doors isn't hard. Yeah. But hearing it, oh, yeah, sure, I'll do that. It's no problem. It's easy. Time and time again, innocently, because I, like you said, he's not doing it on purpose, you know? But, oh, that'll just take me 2 seconds. I'll go do it for you, no problem. Oh, let me just go switch the load of laundry for you. That's no problem. I feel like all his little comments are making me feel like so much more less than.
I don't think he means it that way, though.
But I had to finally say something because I realized, you know, it's like.
He means it as in, like, it's no problem for me. Like, I got you.
Right. No.
And just because a task is easy doesn't mean it's not worth anything. A lot of things in life are easy, but they take time and effort.
Right.
If it was easy, everyone would do it, though, also.
Yeah. I just feel like because it's my only purpose right now in life, I guess, that I hold a lot of water to it. And when he's like, oh, minimizing it. But I had a conversation with him. Because, of course, Carol is making me say things that I need to say, you know?
What did she say about it?
She's the one that is making me understand. Like, I didn't ask her specifically about that. But she has put in the, through our conversations, the reason why I feel certain ways or certain sensitivities is because I have too much time to be in my thoughts about things now, you know? And I'm always in my thoughts, but more so now. But she told me already that I went from somebody who was, you know, strong, tough girl, did everything, heavy lifting, like, mannish type jobs. Like, oh, that's kind of not very nice of me to say. But, you know, like,
physically demanding.
Very proud that I built the decks on my house. Or very proud that I was able to do the wainscoting in my house and everything else like that. And to now be like, yeah, I can dust and clean a window makes me feel like my worth is so much less. And
I can't build a deck or fix cars, if that makes you feel any better.
But, and I also can't do what you do. But I'm saying, like, to be.
Exactly. Like,
but from being always a physically able-bodied person to now have so much restrictions in simple things. Like, when I need dog food and cat litter, I have to take someone with me because I can't lift up the 35-pound bag of dog food.
I don't like to lift up a 35-pound bag either.
But I feel like I depend on people now, and I used to be so physically independent and be able to do everything. Yeah. So I think all of that, when I hear his comments, it's just emphasized. It's just like,
that's like a personal, you're taking it that way, but because of your insecurity, he's not trying to make you feel that way.
Exactly.
Because yes, all those little tasks throughout the day are easy for sure, but like, do them all day, every day, it's a full-time job.
Right.
But if he's like, oh yeah, I could go switch the load for you, of course. Like, no problem. Got it. Easy.
Yeah.
He's trying to make you feel like it's no problem for him.
Correct.
When in turn, you're taking it as, oh, it's easy, so now when I do it, it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
When he totally doesn't mean it that way.
Exactly.
At all.
And that's,
so that's like an internalized insecurity that you need to work through.
And that's what Carol is helping me do. She is making... she, like I said, that exact thing has never been brought up, but I was able to, just like you said, clear that in my head. Like, I'm like, he doesn't mean it that way.
No.
But I'm taking it that way. And that's why I just had to say to him, can you just, like, after I explained how it makes me feel, and he's like, I don't mean it that way. I'm like, no, I know you don't mean it that way, but your words are, because I'm insecure in these ways, just making me
triggering
feel that
you
way.
A little bit.
Yeah. And I also felt like it just brought me back to past relationships with like demeaning me or making me feel less than, you know, in different things. Yeah. So
just like use a different wording.
Yes. And that's all I asked him.
Yeah.
You know, just,
yeah.
Which I need to, like, because now I can, you know, like, I know.
That's good.
But I would still like him to use different wording.
Yeah.
Because it still hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
You know?
You could be like, I appreciate that, you know, you have no problem doing it. But instead of just saying, oh, yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
Just be like, oh, yeah, I got you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because it did. It kind of made me. It and, of course, because Jerry usually doesn't speak her mind, or because I viewed it as, like, you, like, even when I started saying it, you're like, you're upset about the vacuuming. It's like, oh, because it seemed like so minute, like such a little tiny thing to even bring up, I wasn't. And then it was just building and building and building. And then I'm like, I'm going to form resentment for him trying to help
me. He's just trying to help you. Yeah. But
so I finally said it to him and I had a conversation and it felt so good.
Good.
So, yeah.
Look at that.
And that's that. Yeah. Like I said, Carol, I'm starting to, you know, she's really helping me.
You're taking her ways of, you know, her things that she's teaching you, ways of thinking.
Oh, yeah, and this definitely, she definitely has viewpoints on shit that I'm like, are you kidding me? But
when you take a step back, though, and look back weeks later, you're going to be like, oh, yeah. I get why she said that or why she thought of it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's in a totally different mindset than you are right now.
Yes.
She's on the outside looking in, has that professional opinion, and you're like, clouded judgment because of what you're going through.
Yeah.
So she could say a lot of things and you're like, fuck, the bitch is fucking crazy. And then you'll be like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
She had my best interest.
Oh, time I talk to her, every time when I'll tell her about a situation or something and she'll say something and I'm like, got it.
Yeah.
It makes sense. So it, you're right. It will.
Yeah. You should tell her about that situation with Ever and tell her that you applied her
her
skills.
Taught me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a good conversation to have with her.
I'm petting myself. I'll be okay. You'll be okay. No, I just have to get out of my little funk and do it a little bit.
You need to change.
And yeah, because without change, nothing changes.
For real.
So you're right.
No challenge, no change.
Yeah.
And no change, no challenge.
Yeah.
So obviously what's going on is it ain't working. So.
Yeah.
Word. Love you guys so much.
Thanks for listening.
I
do feel so much better, honestly.
I do, actually, too.
Yeah.
That was a good vent.
We both walked in here like poopy diarrhea face, and now we both have a smile on our face, so it definitely felt better getting it all out. So thank you for listening to us. And
I think I'm going to have to take Zane on a lunch date.
They really care. You know, like, people really care. Like, the little messages and stuff, or even, like, Facebook things, it's like, they care. They know us, they love us, they care about us. So thank you guys very much for listening to us.
Yeah.
And letting us get it off our chest.
Yeah, and hopefully you guys are doing well. But hopefully, if you're not, this, like, maybe brought you some positive light or reassurance that, like, everybody goes through shit. I'm in the most exciting time of my life. And I'm literally like an anxious fucking mess over here, overthinking everything. So like, it's okay. And like Jerry said, like, I shouldn't feel guilty for that. Like, yes, there's always somebody going through something worse, but that doesn't mean you should diminish the way that you feel.
Absolutely.
So like, whatever you're going through, I hope you get through it. Life goes on. Just allow yourself to feel your feelings. I was feeling my feelings, and I'm going to allow myself a few days to be like, hey, I'm just in this slump. I know I'm going to get out of it, but let me feel my feels.
Right.
And then it'll get better.
You can't sweep everything under the carpet.
No.
Can't do it, guys.
Just be like,
acknowledge it.
Yeah, stop trying to shut it down.
Yeah.
Like, oh, also, I feel like this. I shouldn't feel like this. I shouldn't feel like this. But instead, just be like, oh, I feel like this. Let me feel like this for a few days.
Right. And also, don't like get stuck there.
No.
You know?
But so allow it.
Fear it. Fear it. Feel it. Acknowledge it. Get past it. And then, definitely.
You don't have to get over it within a day. Like, allow yourself to feel fucking sad for a few days if you need to.
Absolutely.
Like, let your emotions go through. Like, let them run their course. Mm-hmm. It's human.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
We're all going to
be fine. Everything is fine.
Little miss, I'm fine.
Little miss, I'm fine. Little miss, this is fine.
I'm fine. This is fine. Everything is just fine. Okay. We're fine.
So I love you guys so much.
I love you guys so much. Bye.
Okay. Love you. Bye.